Turning now to a little preview of what's coming up later today on RN's The World Today, we're going to be hearing from a very interesting man, American politician, but much more than just that. We're going to reveal his identity in a minute, but here's what he sounds like.
There was a lot of questions about the Catholic Church, and for me personally, the nuns and priests that I know that work all across America and all across the world are doing wonderful work, but, you know, the disconnect, what was going on in the Vatican with the Vatican bank scandals, the reaction to the sexual abuse scandals, the reactions to Islam and statements about women, those were a huge disconnect for me in what I thought the Catholic Church and Catholic faith was all about.
Who is that man? I'm joined by my esteemed colleague, Andrew West, who's going to be in the presenter's chair on The World Today at midday. Andrew, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Oh, yes. Not quite so esteemed, David. Very nice of you to say so.
Now, look, this is a, speaking of esteemed, we have here a figure of American political royalty, and it should be noted, former brother-in-law to Arnold Schwarzenegger, which doesn't come into this story, but it's awesome anyway. Who are we talking about?
Mark Shriver. Mark Shriver is a scion of the Kennedy clan. He is JFK's nephew. Shriver himself served in the Maryland State Assembly for 8 years, and then he lost an election for the US House of Representatives, and he went in to his own deep funk, and he sort of started to think then about his own Catholicism. Mark Shriver had spent his entire political career and his entire career after leaving university working with at-risk young people. And he was, you know, very much lauded for this work. So, and as a father of three kids, when he saw the sex abuse crisis just overwhelm the church, he became extremely cynical. Not so much about God, but certainly about the institutional church. Mm. So the arrival of Pope Francis in 2013 got him thinking, but it didn't necessarily persuade him.
Well, one of the things that did persuade him, I believe, or at least nudge him back in the direction of the Catholic fold, was a photograph.
Yeah, extraordinary photograph. He had seen the photographs of Pope Francis at his first Easter, where he washed the feet of some young people in a juvenile detention center, one of them a young Muslim woman offender. And he'd thought, well, yes, you know, this is affecting, this is a sign of sincerity. But there was another photograph, and it was of Pope Francis embracing a man who was terribly disfigured. His body was covered in sores, weeping sores and boils. And Pope Francis just instinctively embraced this man and told him that he was born in the image of God. And, you know, it's a terribly affecting story, but and it affects me at the moment too. But for Mark Shriver, it set him off on what he called his search for the real Pope Francis. And he says quite openly, I wondered if this was all about public relations. I wondered if this was about a church in crisis, a church so steeped in the shame of the sexual abuse crisis, that was Pope Francis really just doing this as a public relations exercise? So he didn't start as a cynic, but he did start as a skeptic. And that's why he called his book Pilgrimage, My Search for the Real Pope Francis. But it was that particular photograph that made him think, this man looks like he's the real deal.
Well, I look forward to hearing the interview, Andrew, and this is coming up on The World Today after the midday news. Andrew West in the presenter's chair, thanks very much for coming on RN Breakfast.
Always a pleasure, David.
And I'm David Rutledge. We're just coming up to news time. After the news, we're off to Tassie to hear how some dying churches have been brought back to life. We'll be meeting a modern-day prophet, gorging ourselves on some rather delicious Easter music, and much more. I'll see you shortly.